Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Helen Morris, and in this show we are going to discuss the role of RCV in the whole of the service transition lifecycle stage. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo Training profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. All right, let's get started. Let's consider the role of release control and validation and its role as part of service transition. I'd like to briefly cover what's involved in the release control and validation course, and here we're looking at specific processes. So I'm just going to go through a brief outline of each of the processes and explain how they work in service transition. Let's begin then with change management. Change management is there to control the service assets and infrastructure so that minimal unauthorized change takes place. It's there to apply fixes identified in our operational activities and to ensure that changes are recorded, reviewed, assessed, authorized, implemented, and managed in a controlled manner. Its value to the service transition lifecycle stage is that this process ensures that only authorized changes are delivered into our operational environment. And as service transition is tasked with managing the interface to our operational environment, this is obviously a very key process. It does, however, cross over the whole of the service lifecycle, so we should be aware that change management, although it's seated in service transition and is extremely important to service transition, does actually affect the whole of our lifecycle. Let's consider next the process of release and deployment management. In release and deployment management, we're looking at controlling and managing the release of an authorized change into the live environment. As this is the overall goal of the service transition process lifecycle stage itself, you can see how this complements the lifecycle stage. It manages release and deployment management manages the important concept of early life support. This enables a more successful and efficient transfer of a release, including knowledge transfer, into the live operation. This important concept of early life support allows us to continue to work with the development and transition teams while the service is finding its feet in the live operational environment. This is an extremely important part of our overall transition activity, and in fact, release and deployment management is the final process in the service transition activity and is the conclusion of our lifecycle process at this point. Let's consider another process in service transition, that of service validation and testing. In service validation and testing, as part of our release control and validation activities, this process ensures that our services are delivered to release and deployment in a state that is suitable for introduction into the live environment. And it does this by performing a series of tests in a simulated live environment. This will allow us to identify any issues before we go live and, where appropriate and cost-effective and cost-justifiable, can make recommendation to fix them. It ensures that our transition will only deliver effective, efficient and functional services that meet the requirements of utility and warranty. Remember, utility and warranty are the concepts of fit for purpose and fit for use that we use to generate value for our services in our customer's perspective. So service validation and testing is ensuring that we are delivering the service as expected and that it is working effectively as we expect it to do. Let's consider another one of the control processes, and this is the process of service asset and configuration management. Service asset and configuration management is another process which looks at more than just the transition lifecycle stage, because it captures all of the information which is appropriate for the management of the infrastructure in its widest sense. And by that I mean the infrastructure includes things like people, hardware, software, documentation, networks, and anything else that you consider to be part of how your infrastructure is made to deliver service. This process, as I say, is not just important for the transition lifecycle stage, it's also important for all of the other stages because the information that is captured is relevant to each of the lifecycle stages in turn. Any information we capture about configuration items in our configuration management system needs to be controlled and there are close associations between this process and change management. But service asset and configuration management provides value to our service transition stage by making sure that we have captured accurately all of the configuration items that make up our infrastructure and keeping them under management control. Another process area that we look at in the release control and validation course is that of knowledge management, and this is the process of ensuring that knowledge is transferred from our transitional activity into operation. But it's not only about the connection between those two life cycle stages. In the process of knowledge management, we ensure that there is a full and complete knowledge transfer of information that is pertinent to the support of the new or changed service. So this will be important for the management of the dissemination of information across the whole of the service life cycle. ITIL suggests that we do this through population and management of something called the Service Knowledge Management System. This vast knowledge source allows us to share our knowledge across all of the life cycle stages and includes interfaces to the business and to our user base, as well as that information that we need for IT support. We also consider the process of request fulfillment, and request fulfillment provides us with a repeatable channel for users to request commonly required items. This is based in our operational life cycle, but when we have a request, it may involve us delivering a change or release. Service requests are commonly managed via a single point of contact or via a self-help portal. So fulfillment of standard change or inquiries is part of this process, and we make sure that our services are provided effectively and efficiently in the most cost-effective manner. And minor requirements can be handled rapidly, but still in a controlled manner, without requiring any more complex processes that are available in transition. Finally, we look at the evaluation process. An evaluation complements our service validation and testing by ensuring that the service has been designed and will work correctly in the live environment. It does this by assessing whether or not testing has identified if the service meets the required standards. Evaluation is an important part of a smooth transition, as it is a quality check on the service delivery. So all in all, our release control and validation activity is capturing all of the elements which allow us to have process controls over our infrastructure and how we manage introduction of items into our live environment. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Helen Morris. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com.